dating apps while we were dating. Fact, when we were in college, we didn't even have AIM, which I know was a game changer AIM, for a lot of people.
We didn't even have cell phones.
Right.
Nothing.
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 I mean, we're dinosaurs running around college campuses.
When we were in college, we didn't even have computers.
Typewriters.
You had to go to the word processor lounge.
Yep. I used that computer lounge many times.
You put in a little floppy disk and save your paper.
So we wonder how it would go if you had the ability to swipe right, swipe left, whatever the heck you got to do on these dating apps. This didn't come as a surprise to me.
Yeah.
So apparently researchers analyzed 3,000 heterosexual users on a Czech dating app.
Okay.
And they found a pattern.
What's a Czech dating app? Oh, you mean like Czechoslovakian?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I was thinking like a Czech.
Czech Republic.
Czech Republic. But,
Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia. Yeah,
from back
exist
in the day.
I don't know the difference.
While women generally match with men who were deemed closer to them on what they've dubbed the hotness hierarchy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shocker. Men consistently pursued women who ranked much higher than them in desirability.
Yeah, right. They're going for it.
It's a guy move. They're, you know, they're grasping.
That's like we always said that about Adam. Adam was always shooting for the moon. And, you know, he's like a five.
And he's that might shooting be an upgrade.
He's shooting for these like eights and nines and tens.
Right.
And it was like, dude, you just... You're not going to be successful that way.
Yes. In other words, women were realistic. Men swing for the fences.
Yeah, men go for the moonshots.
No, I just think it's men are just dumb. They're dumb. They overvalue what they can pull.
Man, I've got a buddy who has been on these dating apps for 7, 8, maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
Just trying to find the one.
Right.
Right.
Now, he thought he had the one.
Okay.
It was a Russian girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Svetlana?
Sure. And she had two daughters.
Right. Okay.
And he loved them.
Mm-hmm.
But
how long did they date?
Oh, they dated for about a year, maybe a couple years. But he felt at the time that she was getting too close, like too quickly.
Okay.
And he kind of pushed back and he stopped it. He cut it off.
Yeah.
And he's regretting it now.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. How old is he?
Our age.
He's divorced.
Divorced.
Gotcha.
And he's been on these dating apps just trying, because he effed Valdez up with her, because she was the one, and he effed it up. And she's done. I don't know if she's dating somebody else.
You control me like marionette.
Now he's back on these dating apps, and
I
he's
walk
just trying.
Eggshells always. Yeah.
He's trying to find the next Russian.
Yeah.
A guy I know that's our age has been on these apps for 7 to 10 years, same thing. I mean, he just mows through chicks.
Oh, he does.
I mean, that's all
he cares
about.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know that's all he cares about. I think it does. I think life's lost a little meaning for him. But at the end of the day, he just mows through chicks.
I'd love to know
the guy
who this
I'm talking
is
about, who you know, by the way,
yeah,
is trying to find the one. He doesn't want to be on dating apps till he's 75.
How old is he? Our age?
Yeah, he's graduated.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 55. Yeah. Maybe 56.
Did he have a flood in his house one time? Is that the guy you're talking about?
It's a great story. It makes me laugh uncontrollably. Well,
who am I missing?
He's talking about the guy, I won't say his name, who that power went out and they were like in the shower or the tub or something and then remember.
Oh,
and then
no, the tub no, no. Came
it's a different guy.
No, it's not him. Yeah. But this guy has been, I haven't talked to him in a few weeks. I don't know what the deal is, but he's been on these dating apps just trying to find the one, going out, having drinks. And then he says, yeah, you weren't the one.
Is the fish that got away, like, is she dating a new dude? Like, is she unattainable now?
She was dating somebody while they were married.
What? Hold on. She was dating somebody.
She was having an affair, Ricky.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now I get it.
Yeah. So that was a long time
right
ago. Yes. And she's still with that person.
Okay.
I was talking to my friend the other day about these.
Did I confuse you there?
A little bit. It's okay.
About these dating apps. And he's a good-looking guy. And he said that, like, the women, they'll just stop responding to you.
Okay. They'll ghost you.
They'll match him. He's on Hinge or whatever one it is where they match him.
Bumble.
And he said he's killing it. They're going great. And then women, they'll just stop talking, like, out of nowhere. Mm. And he says, you have to fire out that, like... Shoot so many shots.
You got to cast that wide net.
You got to be LaMelo.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's going bad or the conversation drying out. He says they just like wake up and then they stop responding one day and they're moving on.
Well, weren't we getting updates from Mar at one point? Is he, Mar, are you actively on the apps?
No, I'm
I'm not a dating app guy. I'm more of in person.
That so you're not a dating app guy at all?
No, I was a little bit in college, but
you're raw dogging the dating scene.
Raw dogging the dating scene. I'm more of like when we went to Jackson's, Valdez, Drab, and I.
Yeah,
you shoot your shot. You reach for the stars in person because that way you can showcase your personality. Okay. But if you're just going on the dating app and you're trying to reach for the stars,
yeah.
and you know target an 11, if you're not good looking yourself, that's never going to work because right. that dating app is just based off pictures. But in person,
You can, yeah, you can make them laugh.
Mar needs to showcase his riz in person.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It right. doesn't come through on a phone screen.
Hey, in those pictures, I've literally never, obviously never been on a dating app, so I have no idea. Do they have just like, just a headshot? Because that's very deceiving. Like, how does that work? Do they have like multiple pictures so you can see exactly what's doing?
Streaming video?
How does this work? How do they work, Mar?
I think it's like four or five pictures.
Okay.
But it gets a little dicey if, like, that first picture is her and, like, three friends, and then you can kind of tell, like, well, is she the hot one? Is she the busted one? Right. Like, you know, it's kind of tough. So, but I'd say on normal, it's three or four pictures.
How often are people shocked when they meet them for coffee or something, and it's not who they thought? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know any personal stories of friends that, like, ran into that type of situation or myself, but, I mean, I've seen it on TikTok. You know, it's a tough way to go.
You have to think it probably happens a lot, especially if you're trying to put your best foot forward in terms mm-hmm. of your pictures and everything.
Of course.
Phone number is 1-800-636-1067. Are there any guys out there shot their shot at somebody who was out of their league?
No, I mean,
and it worked out.
Well, if it worked, I thought
and it worked out, works out because this is saying, according to science, mm-hmm. 3,000 people yeah. surveyed. In Czechoslovakia, the science says men are swinging for the fences. Mm-hmm. Mm.
There's no way it works for a guy unless it's like a one-night stand and you just rizz the hell out of them. Beyond that, you got to be rich. You got to have something going on.
1-800-636-1067. Tell us how you did it. I will say that when D. Woods called in and explained his dating app...
Mm-hmm.
That was the
group that was
dating.
Actually intriguing to me. Like if I was ever single, I couldn't imagine going on a first date. But right. if you're with a group, takes the pressure off.
Was it? I can't remember exactly.
It's
what
the
described.
Rise of group dates. There was a big article about it.
So it was like
it.
Five or six all single people.
It was like maybe. Seven right. people. It was like two dudes and five women.
Yeah,
that he was with,
and then right. it all had like the same interests, same age range, same.
Right.
By the way, remind me range. Never to order a drink from the Four Seasons. He said. One mixed drink was $30.
Yeah. $30. When he was telling that story, I got orgy vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You got eyes
You got
vibes?
Seven people sitting around with a hotel room upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that.
How did he find a situation with five women and two guys? I mean,
I think it was four wrong. And two.
I thought it was five, but I could be wrong. I mean,
right. yeah, four to two.
Ratio,
five,
the ratio is silly.
Ratio is yeah. still good. 4-2 is still yeah. good if you're the dude.
Right?
I mean, this story is stupid. Since the dawn of age, men only care about how a woman looks right. as the first
of course.
Attraction. Women, much more deeper than men. They
sure.
actually, well,
they
well,
are. So, they
I
are.
Mean, they're superficial,
they
too,
are.
When it comes
on,
to money. But they
I'd say
do
on
like,
the whole.
On the whole, they do like, you know, what you can bring
they
to the
will,
table.
They will accept a, like a sort of a piggish dude if you have other great
you
qualities.
Have other things going
and
for you.
Yeah, and you got a good job and you're a good person. And you're a little frumpy or you know, you're a little hectic. They'll accept that.
Women are better than men. They'll just look past it.
Yeah, like if you have money,
they can accept you.
Like a guy, like this, you could say this woman makes so much money, right? But she's got like a five. She's hectic. You're not gonna. You don't care.
Guys do not care.
They don't care that she's like super successful and she's like some big wig at some company. You don't care. You don't want to be that pig.
It means it would mean nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's the total opposite for a female.
Now, like, look, you got to be butt funny. If you're just average looking
yeah.
and you're not loaded, you better be butt funny.
You better be
Shane Gillis. Yeah. 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 Look at Shane Gillis' yeah. girl.
He's killing it.
Does he have a smoke show?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen.
It's like Kevin James, the King of Queens, when he's mm-hmm. the yeah. UPS driver or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's wild that guys don't care like how successful their girl is. They'll take a loser. Right. With no job, but
if she's an 8.5,
yes.
They're in.
I know a guy. I'm going to be very vague.
Idiot!
Doesn't live around here. I know a guy that basically has this hot, like, Russian that lives with him. But annoying. No job. He just gives her money all the time. It's not anybody you guys know.
He's the sugar daddy.
And she's just so annoyed by her. But she's hot.
So he just tolerates
her. He keeps her around.
Well also think
he keeps her around.
Think about it.
Can't wait to get rid of her.
Guys will keep around a psycho chick.
Yeah.
Just because she's hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Legitimately maybe bipolar. Crazy. Crazy in the brain.
Crazy. Annoying.
But she's got a nice rack and a clingy. Cute smile.
Yeah. And she's like fun when you're into it. It's like a classic.
A tale as old as time.
Girl's not going to do that. Girl's not going to tolerate some bum that's just living off you.
Yeah, mooching. Can you imagine if those roles were reversed for your friends? Some chick is very, very successful, and the dude is sleeping there for rent free, not pitching in.
He better be a hybrid of Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Playing video games on the sofa all day long while she's busting her ass.
I think even if the guy looked like friggin' Brad Pitt or whatever, I think
it would only last for so
couple
long.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Couple weeks. You gotta do something. You gotta get off the couch.
Then the woman would give him the boots out the door.
Imagine some dude looks like Brad Pitt just playing video games all day.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that guy. It was Brad Pitt in True Romance about 30 years ago when he's just chilling on the couch, smoking weed and watching TV.
Right.
But I wasn't surprised by this headline at all. It's just the way guys are. Men on dating apps aiming too high. Science says time to stop.
Classic on brand for dudes.
Also, if you're a guy, you think you can fake your way around it, too. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you know this chick's out of your league, you can kind of, I don't know, figure you can stumble into one maybe, right? It's an accidental.
Just a numbers game?
Yeah. If you message or match with 100 hot chicks, you figure, all right, one's stupid enough to give me a chance.
It's a pretty funny movie, too, from back in the day, if you haven't seen it. She's out of my league. It's pretty funny.
I like that one.
It's a solid comedy.
Hey, Mar, how do you, are you satisfied with your dating scene, or is that something that you wish you could up your game a little bit? I have no idea what your deal is.
No, I'm pretty satisfied. It's just it's been a couple years since I've had a girlfriend, so I'm kind of at the point now where it's like, you know, I would like to get in a relationship.
Yeah.
But
spend a lot of time with the boys.
Yeah, I mean, you might be too into the boys.
I might be doing too much smoking and joking.
Yeah. Like, what is your, like, how do you think you're, like, potentially, like, say in the next 6 months, how would you possibly meet someone? Because you're always just hanging with the boys and the Zins and like
crippling Zin addiction.
Well, maybe I should get on the apps. Maybe I'm missing an opportunity here.
Yeah, like what are you doing? Like, do you have like a? Are you in like a freaking kickball league or something? Like, are you meeting chicks?
No,
like,
but we go out. Like, I go out all the time.
I think you're misdiagnosing him.
I have no idea what he's doing.
He's talking about a relationship. Mike talks to women all the time. Mm-hmm.
Is he satisfied with that?
Yeah, they're all at his house. He goes on dates. He does all kinds of stuff. I think he's talking about a girlfriend.
Yeah.
This is not an AWOD situation where he has no women interested in him at all.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got a better baseline than AWOD. Yeah.
Right.
Do you have what they call a bench?
A roster, you could say?
Roster, yeah.
A bit.
You do?
Yeah.
But not like people that I want to be in a relationship, though. That's what I'm getting at. He's
a player in disguise over there.
Is his game way better than we realize?
I think he does well for himself because he's very personable, very energetic.
Yeah.
But
your bench, you better get a bunch of just duds.
He daps like, the girls up all the time.
It's just not girls that I would see myself being in a long-term relationship with.
What's their deal?
They're
their
just
problem?
Saturday night, he's a little lonely, he goes to his bench.
I've known them for too long, roster. I know their personalities, I know it just wouldn't, like, I want someone
that is
ambitious, like, you know, someone that is goal-driven, someone that, like...
You care.
Yeah, I really care about that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I know that sounds soft, but that's just
something
like,
you can bring home to mom.
Yeah. He also needs somebody to make money.
Because he's not making it.
Well, that would help. That would be a bonus.
Are you also, the rare dude that cares about that?
What?
Like a chick making money?
Well, I mean... I don't want a
broke chick.
Yeah. Would you date a busted chick, but she had money?
No.
Yeah.
No, I can't punch that low.
Yeah. Right.
Even if she was hot.
You have standards.
No, I'm saying if she was like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I think it's hard because I think what comes with Mars kind of a package deal. Mm. Like, if you're in a relationship with me, if you're Mar, if you're in a relationship with Mar, you're kind of in the relationship with the boys too.
Right.
Right.
He's got to be able to go with the that flow.
Yes.
Have any of your boys?
You got to be down with my friends if you're going to be down with me.
Have any of your boys gotten married yet?
No.
Yeah, he's still on the young side. Mm-hmm. Still a pup.
He's getting close, dude. 25. Yeah,
a couple years from now, people will start getting married and the boys will start splintering.
Yeah, I have a couple friends that have been in relationships for maybe like 3-4 years, but none of them have gotten engaged. Right. I can't wait for wedding season, though. I mean, that's going to be a show. When they start getting married and you know, it starts getting big time like that, mm-hmm. I'm very excited for wedding season.
Clean up like wedding crashers.
Yeah. But at what age should you start being worried that you're not in a relationship with someone long term?
You're fine, dude. You're so young. You're
35.
35.
Yeah, mid-30s.
That was a serious question.
You got a lot of runway in front of you.
I don't know, man. It's just totally different now.
35.
I wouldn't rush into anything.
I don't think you need to put a number on something like that.
I mean, it's almost football season. What are you going to rush out and get a girlfriend during NFL season?
But he doesn't have to worry about it.
I mean, what are you saying? Don't worry
about it.
Eventually, it'll happen.
It'll just take its course. You know what I mean? It'll just happen naturally.
Yeah. That's the worst thing you would do, Mars. Be, all right, I'm 34. No, yeah. Oh, I'm 34. My deadline's coming in a year. I got to go be booed up with somebody.
Yeah. Just let it happen naturally. You'll know it. Like you said, these chicks that you're hanging with now, they're not the right material.
See, the good thing is he knows that.
Yeah, it's good.
He's actually got the inside track. He's very self-aware of what's going on.
No, I think he's a pretty smart kid. Like, I mean, you're 100 times smarter than Adam. I mean, you got so much more going on.
Probably
you.
1,000 times smarter.
Yeah. I mean, that kid is just a mess.
But he's got somebody. I don't know how, but he's got somebody.
What did he say? She was a poor man's somebody?
Megan Fox?
No. Thick Megan Fox and a poor man Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. Okay.
Who I think that's his current girlfriend.
Okay. Is a poor man.
Yeah, how
if you describe your girl as a poor man Scarlett Johansson, that ain't good.
Great line, though.
Well, maybe he did the right thing. He, unlike these people on these dating apps, he was at his own league.
All right, why don't we do this? I see we have Dave on. Let's go to him when we come back because I want to stay on track for DQ. But we got DQ coming up in 20 minutes. We'll bang on a couple of your calls if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.